Part 4. You will hear an interview with an athlete talking about his sport. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
We've all heard of fun runs and half marathons. Maybe we've even competed in them. But how many of us have heard of ultra marathons? My guest today is Stan Woodcock, who's going to tell us all about ultra marathons. Hi, Stan. Thanks for coming. Maybe I could start by asking you the obvious question. What exactly is an ultra marathon?
Hello, Roy. Thanks for inviting me onto the programme. Well, you know, there's no straightforward answer to your question. Not all ultramarathons are the same. The simplest answer I can give you is that it involves running further than a normal marathon, which is 42.195 kilometres. Basically, you could divide them into two types as well. Those that cover a specific distance and those that take place within a specific time period, with the winner being the runner who has covered the most distance.
What sort of distances and time periods are we talking about here?
Well, the timed events range from 6, 12 and 24 hours to 3 and 6 days. In terms of the distance races, the most common distances are 50 and 100 kilometres.
6 days? Surely here in Britain we'd run out of anywhere to run to.
No. Timed events are generally run on a track or a short road course, usually about a kilometre in length.
And how popular are ultramarathons?
More popular than you'd think. In Europe alone, there were more than 200 ultramarathons last year. There are a few in Africa, including the world's oldest, the 89-kilometre Comrades Marathon in South Africa, which attracts about 12,000 runners a year, and a 250-kilometre race in Namibia called Racing the Planet. It's becoming more popular in Asia. Taiwan, Japan and Korea have all hosted ultramarathons, and India held its first in Bangalore in 2007. There's even an ultramarathon held in Antarctica.
And I believe you've just returned from the United States. Tell us about that. From what you told me before the programme, it sounds impossible.
Well, I took part in the Badwater Ultramarathon, which is a terrific test of your personal endurance. It's a 215-kilometre course which starts at 85 metres below sea level and ends at the top of Mount Whitney in Death Valley, California, 2,548 metres above sea level. What makes it particularly tricky is that it's held in July when temperatures can reach 49 degrees in the shade. A guy called Al Arnold pioneered the course, first attempting it in 1974, but he failed to finish due to dehydration. He tried again the following year, but sustained a knee injury. But in 1977, he was the first to finish it, with a time of 80 hours.
That sounds like quite a trial, Stan. Can I ask you just one last question, and I hope it doesn't sound rude, but why do you do it? It sounds crazy.
Don't worry, I'm asked that all the time. Maybe I used to ask myself too. But I can tell you this. It has taught me how I can take responsibility for my life and thereby guide my own destiny instead of blaming other people and being victimised by my own imperfections. It confirmed that the anger and rage that exists in most of us is based on our inability to accept our own inadequacies. It has taught me that we all have the strength and conviction to deal with adversity if we can just tap into it. But more than anything, it has left me feeling profoundly grateful for my family and friends. Appreciation of what I have, who I am, and where I'm going in my life.
Stan Woodcock, thanks for coming in and speaking to us.
That is the end of part 4.